Elle had given me as a graduation present to help with the noise of dorm life, and later fraternity living, I picked up the phone and dialed my other brother's number. Liam was 4 years older than me, but we had always been close, and I respected his opinion. Plus, he was the least gossipy of all my siblings. I was the youngest of five. My father had been alpha of the Weston pack until an injury had passed powers on to my oldest brother, Kyle. Fortunately, with a little help from Kyle's mate, Kelsey, Dad had made a full recovery. I called my brother on his cell even though I knew he would still be in the office at that time of day. His secretary, Christine Canine, liked to talk, and I wasn't in the mood for her chit-chat. "Hey, little brother, what's up?" Liam answered after only one ring. "Not like you to call in the middle of the day. Everything okay?" "Yeah, sure. You busy?" "Never too busy for you. Hold on one second." I heard him lay down the cell and speak. "Chris, hold my calls till I say otherwise." "Yeah." "Okay. Thanks." Then he returned to me. "You never call this time of day. What's wrong?"
"Nothing's wrong. Can't a guy just call his brother without it being a big deal?"
I suddenly wasn't sure I wanted to confide in him.
"No, so spill it."
I opened my mouth to tell him again there was nothing wrong, but everything just came pouring out. "I met this girl, and we sort of connected. It feels like I'd imagine finding a mate would feel. But she's not a wolf, Liam. And I'm not sure she feels the same. Then one minute I'm certain this is my mate. And then I see her again, and it's like nothing. I mean, nothing, nothing. I spent all morning with the girl, and my wolf was acting all possessive and content at the same time. Then we ran into each other at lunch, and she acted like she barely knew me, and it pissed off my wolf, so now I feel like I'm losing my freaking mind. I expected my brother to laugh, but he didn't. "Why do you think she's your mate? What are you feeling?"
"Seriously? You want to talk feelings?
Do you want my advice or not?"
"Fine. When I'm near her, it's like the rest of the world just fades away. It's only her. I recognized her the first day of classes. I realized later it had been even sooner, but it had freaked me out so bad that I had gotten drunk and didn't remember till we went back to the same sorority a week later and I smelled her. But then it was like I'd see her and just, you know, no. And then I'd see her again and nothing. Today I met her face to face for the first time. She's so easy to talk with and just be with. I find myself just blurting stuff out to her that I don't tell anyone. Then, at lunch today, after spending 3 classes in a row getting to know each other, she acted like she barely recognized me, and my wolf tried to growl at her. And it's got me so freaking messed up, I don't know what to do, dude."
"I don't know, man. That recognize her one moment, but not the other, it doesn't sound like a true mate. Your wolf would never try to growl at your mate. Honestly, it sounds like you really like this girl, and it's probably just wishful thinking." I didn't think that was the case. Regardless of how it seemed, I just couldn't accept that, but I conceded just the same. "Yeah, I guess you're right." We moved on to other topics and chatted for a bit before he put me on hold. "Okay," he said when he returned to the call. "Just spoke with Maddie, and I'm going to drive on up and hang out this weekend. Is that cool? I haven't been up to the Ark in too long anyway, and you just sound like you need some brother time. Your roommate is abroad for the semester, right?"
"Yeah, come on. It would be great to see you."
As we hung up, with plans for the weekend, my heart felt a little lighter. No matter what crazy curveball life threw my way, I always knew my family had my back.
Jenna. Chapter 6. I caught myself looking for Chase all day Tuesday. We didn't have any classes together, and I'd been in a sour mood all day. I was shocked to realize how much I missed him. How could I miss someone I barely knew? Tessa walked into my room without bothering to knock and flopped down on my bed. I was grateful she had insisted we not share a room, and even more so that there was one available that I didn't have to share with anyone else, either. Since Panthers liked their solidarity, the house was chosen because of its extra rooms, and with a lower number of girls living there, almost all of us were granted some space. "Hey, Tess, what's up?" I asked, trying to sound cheerful. Tell me about your dog friend. He's pretty cute, but well, he's a dog, Jenna. You know better. What are you talking about? Chase Weston? He stopped me yesterday and gave me his card in case I had any issues with our graphic design homework. Since when are we taking graphic design? Sorry, a couple classes I was interested in came open and I grabbed them. It was a selfish whim, Tess. I wasn't thinking. She shrugged. It's okay. The same thing happened to me and I already called Daddy and told him. He was fine with it. She held out the card but snatched it away as I went to grab it. Tessa? I scolded in frustration. First, tell me about Chase. He's very cute and flirty. Those dimples are to die for. I bit back a hiss as she continued, watching me closely. I knew she was testing to see my reaction. I wouldn't give her the satisfaction. He called me by my real name, though, which seemed weird. Like he really thought I was in his class. Threw me off guard. He did? I asked sadly. But she didn't seem to notice. Did Chase think I was Tessa then? I racked my brain to try and remember him ever using my name. I couldn't. Had I told him I was a twin? I didn't think it had come up, and I was so used to people knowing that it hadn't really dawned on me. Tessa seemed distracted by something on her phone, so I snatched his card away. Was Chase just being nice to me to get to Tessa? It had happened before, but it didn't explain the feelings he invoked in me. I had been so certain he was my one true mate. Wait, I said, remembering something Tessa had said. Did you say Chase Weston was a dog? Like the DOG fraternity or an actual canine? Tessa laughed. Both, actually. You didn't know? The look on my face must have given her the answer because she doubled over laughing. Sweetie, Chase Weston. Weston? As in the Weston pack? He's a wolf. A highly sought-after man-whore of a wolf, if rumors are even partially true. A wolf? I wasn't sure anything she could have said would have shocked me more. But he hangs out with Matt Williams, so I just assumed he was a jag. Nope, I groaned. Anita told me she met a wolf, and then she introduced us in calculus yesterday. I just didn't put two and two together. A wolf? Tessa got up, still laughing. At least I don't have to worry about you getting any crazy ideas now. I don't know what you're talking about. Let's just say Chase was a little too happy to see me, or rather, you. Happiness blossomed in me. He was happy to see me? Even if it had been Tessa and not me. If he had thought it was me, then that had to be good. I was still in shock to hear he was a wolf. It couldn't be true. I tried to finish my homework, but I couldn't stop picturing large, snarling wolves and had a tough time reconciling the images with Chase. Tessa had to be wrong. Then there was the issue of the bond. Could I really have been that off base? There's no way a feline would be mated to a canine. It wasn't possible. I struggled against the urge to call him all night long. I had never felt that need with anyone. Not even guys I'd actually dated. Waking the next morning after a long, restless sleep, I dragged myself to the shower and made a small effort to prepare for the day. In the end, I threw my wet hair up in a messy bun and donned jeans and a school sweatshirt. I'd always had a quiet, passive, rebellious side. I knew I was down-dressing, part in exhaustion, but more as a statement. Tessa had called Chase a man-whore. If looks were all he was interested in, he wouldn't give me a second glance today. Looking in the mirror, I sighed, but with no time to fix it, I grabbed my backpack and headed off to my first class, calculus, with Chase. I knew without looking around that he wasn't there. Anita was, though, and gave me a quick wave as I headed down to the front row. I one-arm hugged her as I took the seat next to her. She looked me over. Rough night? Something like that. I mumbled just as the now familiar wave of goosebumps hit me. I closed my eyes and took a deep breath, preparing myself for something, though I didn't know what. I had somehow convinced myself that I imagined his effect on me, after hearing he was a wolf shifter. "Good morning, ladies," he said, and the shudder that racked my body from hearing his voice made me angry. "Morning, Chase," Anita said cheerily. "Morning," I grumbled. He sat down next to me and stared until I couldn't stand the heat any longer, and looked up at him. He genuinely smiled, dimples and all. I melted inside. Warm fuzzies fluttered in my stomach. Mate, a small voice in the back of my head sighed, and I wanted to lay my head down and cry. I bit my bottom lip, letting the shock of sharp pain stall my tears. Chase didn't say anything, and I couldn't decide if I was grateful or infuriated. At the end of calculus, I said goodbye to Anita and headed to graphic design class. My entire body was hyper-aware of Chase. "Hey, wait up," he said, rushing to catch up to me. "You okay today? You seemed a little off at lunch the other day. I've been worried. Plus, you didn't call me." My mouth fell open, but I didn't know what to say. It was obvious he thought Tessa had been me, but how? He clearly didn't know, but why couldn't he tell? He either didn't feel the same things I was feeling, or... I didn't want to think of it. Tessa and I were identical twins. Identical. Did that mean our own mate couldn't tell us apart? Would he feel the same for both of us? The thought made me sick to my stomach, and I gagged as I rushed to the nearest bathroom, ignoring his concerns. I didn't throw up, just dry-heaved a bit. I washed my mouth out anyway, gargling water and spitting it into the sink. I splashed some water on my face and added a little lip gloss. Walking out of the restroom, I was surprised to find Chase waiting for me. He didn't say a word at first, just wrapped his arms around me. I froze, and then relaxed into him with a sigh. I let his scent wash over me in a moment of indulgence. "Are you okay?" he asked, sounding very worried. I nodded against his chest, but couldn't find the words to speak. "Do you want to skip graphics today?" "Yes, but I'm not going to," I said, starting to pull away from him. It was a lot harder than it should have been. My entire body was on fire, and my panther pranced happily in my mind, purring. My panther would only purr for her mate. It was a million times clear to me in that moment that despite all odds or the impossibility of the situation, Chase Weston really was my one true mate. "Come on, then. I'll deal with the professor."
"Mr. Weston, Ms. Lockhart, so nice of you to join us today," our professor said, and my cheeks heated as I dropped my head and slid into my seat, knowing all eyes were on us. Chase dropped his things and walked up to the professor. He whispered something that I couldn't make out, and the teacher looked at me, then back at Chase, and nodded. Professor Stone slapped him on the back and pointed to his seat. I knew from the syllabus that being late to Stone's class meant an automatic 10-point deduction for the day. I looked over the notes on the board and began to panic. Checking the time on my phone, I grabbed my laptop and started to get to work, panic rising inside me. "Relax." Chase leaned over and whispered, "He's not going to deduct points from you today. The assignment isn't the easiest, but it's not that hard. I'll show you. Just follow along." He turned his laptop towards me and pointed out everything he was doing as he did it. "Isn't this cheating?" I asked. He smiled. "No, actually. That's why we're partners." The way he said, "we're partners," warmed me all over. I looked around to distract myself from the sensation and noticed several tables had their heads together discussing the assignment. "Okay," I said, relaxing. We worked mostly in silence, side by side. It was nice, and just being with him felt right. I didn't let it freak me out, just enjoyed the moment. Photography class was much of the same. We were indoors this time, but Chase invited me to sit with him and his friends. The professor used one of my pictures to highlight in the class. At first, I was terrified and embarrassed, until I realized he was using it as a good example of what should be done, not what shouldn't. Pride flared within me, but it also showed on Chase's face and brought back that warm sensation that always seemed to come when he was near. The rest of the week was a whole lot of the same. Thursday, I didn't see Chase and I couldn't get out of my funk. My sisters had all taken notice of my mood, but I had blown it off as if it were nothing. I couldn't explain what was happening to me, let alone share it with them. They'd never understand, and they certainly would never approve. To make matters worse, Daddy called while Tessa was at her game. Hi, sweetie, he said.
Hi, Daddy. What's up? Tessa has a volleyball game today, remember?
I know. Can't I just call and check on you?
His unexpected sweetness was off-putting. It wasn't that my father was always mean, but he just wasn't that nice either. He was calculating, highly opinionated, and his expectations were often exhausting. He never called without a reason.
Your mother and I were thinking of coming for a visit. She misses you both. I'm not so sure it was a good idea to let you go so far away.
I rolled my eyes, certain it wasn't my mother struggling with the distance, but him. When were you thinking? We're really very busy with classes, Daddy.
I know. I don't want to interrupt your studies. So we were thinking over spring break. Tessa said you weren't planning to come home, so we'll just come to you.
His tone left little room for argument. I normally would have sighed, smiled pretty, and said, okay, Daddy, while changing our plans to accommodate his wishes. That was the expectation when my father made up his mind about something. But I was changing. I felt stronger and less intimidated by him.
That's probably not a good idea, I told him, biting my lip, surprised by my own candidness. Is that so?
He asked, using the condescending tone that often made my panther and I both cower in his presence. Lucky for us, we weren't in his presence, so I pushed on. Yes, Daddy. Tessa and I are going to Cabo with the sisters for spring break. It's already been arranged. There was silence on the other end, and I had a rush of nausea. I had never been the daughter that questioned him. I had always subjected, no matter how much I hated it. I knew my place and the expectations placed on me, and I had never once let my parents down, though they always looked at me like they were waiting for me to fail them. It wasn't in what they said exactly. It was in how they acted. I had never understood it, but had grown to resent it. I was the good girl. I didn't give them reasons to doubt that, ever. I also somehow knew that Daddy was testing me. I would bet he'd already had the same conversation with Tessa and was looking for validation that what she had told him was true. It was the kind of sneaky thing he did with us.
Well, very well, then. I'll let you go. Your mother will be greatly disappointed to hear this, but I'll break the news carefully to her. I'll talk to you on Sunday as usual.
He hung up without saying goodbye. I slept restless, thinking over the conversation. He was a regimented man, and it was unlike him to call midweek like that. Friday, my world seemed to right itself again the moment I stepped into calculus. Chase was already there in the seats that had quickly become ours. He was chatting with Anita, but had left the seat between them open for me. I couldn't keep the smile off my face or the happiness from my heart. He walked me to our next class, and we just talked and laughed. I was fiddling with my phone, and Chase grabbed it from me. I watched him snap a picture of himself, then type in his number before handing it back. He then offered me his. I hesitated, but finally took it and programmed my number into his phone. He frowned when I returned it without a picture, and chased me the rest of the way to class trying to get one. That sort of easy banter seemed so natural with us. It felt right and comfortable. It was no surprise we had fallen into a routine that I loved, and I was dreading the weekend. 2 days where I might not see Chase seemed like a chasm too big to cross. Chase? I asked at the end of our last class, not wanting our time together to end.
Yeah?
We're having another party tomorrow night. I was just, wondering if you were going to be there. I sucked in my bottom lip and waited for his response. He seemed happy, I asked, but there was also a sadness to him.
Matt's making a push for all the guys to go to Theta Saturday night. Not sure why, but I'll probably have to at least make an appearance. And one of my brothers is coming to visit. I'm not sure what he'll want to do, but I'll try to swing by. He's mated now, so not likely going to want to hang around Theta for long.
He laughed like there was some obvious reason, but I was still new and didn't know much about them. Yeah, sure. Well, have a good weekend, then. The disappointment was bad, but as I started to walk away, the crushing blow from his next words was so much worse.
Tessa, wait.
How about lunch? Tessa? He really did think I was my sister. The pain that realization caused was almost crippling. I can't, I said, turning to flee.
Tessa?
I heard Chase yell behind me, but I couldn't turn around. The piercing pain going through my heart was too much to bear. If he wasn't my true mate, why did it hurt so much? Tears stung my eyes and burned from the cold wind against my face as I ran across campus to the safety of my room. Locking the door, I collapsed on my bed and sobbed. Chase calling me Tessa felt like such a betrayal. The logical part of my brain reminded me I couldn't have him anyway, no matter what he was or wasn't to me. The emotional side was taking over, though, and I wanted to scream out in frustration. My phone dinged with a new text. On autopilot, I picked it up and looked. Chase, I'm sorry. Whatever I did or said to upset you, I'm so sorry.
Chase. Chapter 7. My mate was hurting. I had seen it in her body language as she turned and ran from me. I felt it in my soul and somehow knew she was crying. I racked my brain for hours, replaying every second of the conversation leading up to her fleeing in tears. Nothing stood out or seemed odd. I couldn't understand it. I wasn't a man used to chasing a girl. Girls had always come and gone easily for me. I had rules. They either abided or I didn't waste my time. I didn't date. I didn't see the point. I always knew someday I'd meet my one true mate, so why waste time getting attached to anyone else? I had needs, though, and I wasn't always proud of it, but I had acquired a bit of a playboy image while at the Ark. That thought was a harsh reminder that I hadn't had sex since before the Christmas holiday. It had been almost 2 months in reality. That was a record for me, and yet I couldn't bring myself to just run out and hook up with the first girl I saw. Sure, I'd done that in the past, but I couldn't now. Not after meeting my mate. In truth, I was little more than an easygoing nerd. I was super smart, so school always came easy to me. Actually, everything came easy to me. My wolf spirit helped me excel in most sports. I was strong and agile and could have gotten a full scholarship in several different areas had I chosen athletics in college. I hadn't. I didn't want to be the jock in college. I played that game enough in high school, but I learned quickly that nerds didn't get laid, so I hid the fact that I was on a full academic scholarship. I lied about my majors to the point even my closest friends still didn't know what I was majoring in, and I downplayed my love of video games, except with my fraternity brothers. My natural good looks got me out of more trouble than I could remember. I didn't have my brother Liam's charm, and I didn't have my brother Kyle's commanding alpha presence. But I had the dimples, and was more laid back than either of them, and that brought on its own charismatic charm. I had mastered the untouchable, untamable persona that had girls fighting for their chance to try. Since the first moment I smelled Tessa, none of that mattered. I had told her more truths about myself than I'd admitted to anyone at Archibald Reynolds. She knew I was a nerd. She didn't seem to care. Maybe it was our bond, maybe not. I didn't really care. I could be myself with her, and I loved how she made me feel. It was becoming addictive, and my mood took an instant sour turn the moment she had fled from me. All my other rules regarding dating were null and void when it came to her, so I didn't hesitate when I grabbed my cell phone and texted her. Any other girl I wouldn't dare text first. It set up too high of an expectation and gave them hope that I wanted more than a quick booty call. In fact, I waited a minimum of 4 hours before ever returning a girl's text. But with Tessa, none of that mattered. The rules simply didn't apply to her. The fact that she was a feline should have bothered me. If I stopped to think about it, it made my head spin. My entire life I had been told I had one true mate, and if I was lucky enough to find her, then that was all that mattered. God didn't make mistakes. How many times had my mother told me that? If God didn't make mistakes, and Tessa was my true mate, then that was that. I was ready to accept it. The only hesitation about us I still had was the few times when things had felt so off, like at lunch when I ran into her at Jack's. It had confused me when my wolf had tried to growl at her, but it hadn't happened again since. I had spent quite a bit of time with Tessa that week, and each moment I was with her only solidified what my heart was telling me. She was my one true mate. I stared back at my phone. 30 minutes had passed since I had texted her, and she hadn't responded. Impatient, I picked up the phone and dialed her number. It rang through to voicemail. Tessa, this is Chase. Just wanted to make sure you were okay. Please call me back. I didn't care that I sounded needy. God, I had always hated women like that. If I didn't answer the phone, it was because I didn't want to talk to them. But the thought of her not wanting to talk to me was unacceptable. It angered my wolf and made me restless. Deciding I needed a run, I changed into shorts and a t-shirt and headed out for the forest. It was already February, but my wolf was too worked up for the cold air to affect me in any way. I was numb, emotionally and physically. When I reached the edge of the woods, I stripped without even caring who was around to see and shifted. A shrill female laugh sounded from the trees above me. Chase Weston, I'm getting to see far too much of you as it is, purred a voice that made me smile. I looked up to see my friend Anita. She was flirty and fun, but harmless. My wolf was completely indifferent to her, and as long as she kept her paws to herself, he was okay. I suspected if she ever tried to make an advance on me, it would become a different story. I hadn't even been able to look at another woman without my wolf stirring in aggravation. We had our mate. The rest were irrelevant. Anita, for some reason, had landed quickly in the friend zone. My wolf responded the same to my good friend Caitlin, happy to see her and tolerant, as long as she didn't touch me. I had growled at Caitlin once already this week when she had tried to hug me. It was perfectly innocent and not out of the norm, but my wolf didn't want any other scent on us besides Tessa's. Caitlin had laughed it off and teased me about it. She even suspected that Tessa was the cause. But Tessa and I hadn't even discussed it yet. Not once. It remained the big, fat, white elephant in the corner, so I wasn't comfortable talking to Caitlin about it. A mating bond was too sacred to share with anyone but my mate, and my family if I had any questions or concerns. I didn't know how long I had been running. Deep in thought, I had lost myself to my wolf, so I wasn't surprised when I looked up and saw the panther house just ahead. Catching the scent of our mate, my wolf veered off to the left and headed back into the woods. He sniffed the ground and gave chase, stopping abruptly at the base of the tree, and howled into the sky. Looking up, I spotted a beautiful, sleek black panther lounging on a thick tree limb above me. I knew it was Tessa, but she wouldn't come down. My wolf scratched at the ground and whined. Rolling those stunning violet eyes, she jumped down, landing silently beside me. My wolf leapt around her in excitement, wagging his tail. Our combined emotions made me feel like a kid given free rein in a toy store at Christmas. He strutted before our mate, who looked unimpressed, before inching up on her. Before I could stop him, he was rubbing up against her, ensuring his scent covered her. I could still feel confusing emotions pouring off her, but the look of shock in her wide eyes when her panther began to purr contentedly told me she was at odds with her animal spirit, too. I tried to stop my wolf from prancing excitedly before her at the sound, but he wouldn't listen. I rolled my eyes, knowing what an idiot we must look like. I felt out of control, which was rare. My wolf and I had never really struggled to find peace. He had an aggressive side I had tamed early on, but this was entirely different. I wanted to shift back to human form and talk to her. But then I remembered Anita teasing me about my lack of decency. Panthers were much more private animals. They didn't run in packs, and Tessa probably wasn't used to seeing naked men. My wolf growled, and she jumped. I looked around for the threat, before realizing it was the thought of her with any other naked man, or any other man period, that had set him off. He nudged her with his snout back towards the tree and barked for her to climb it. I could feel aggressive, protective instincts overwhelming me as my wolf set up camp beneath the tree. growling at anything that dared to come near our mate. Even a poor, unsuspecting grasshopper felt his wrath. It wasn't long before I heard movement high in the tree above, but my wolf didn't have any aggression toward it. He just whined, continuing to sniff the air and paw at the ground. Tessa jumped down from the tree, fully clothed and in human form. She sat down next to us and hesitantly held out a hand like one would when meeting a stray dog. My wolf sniffed it, and then proceeded to lick it. I rolled my eyes in apology as he danced around like an idiot once again, before breaking into her personal space and nuzzling up to her. When he licked her cheek in a sloppy kiss, she pushed us away, laughing. "Okay, okay, enough already," she said, and to my surprise, my wolf instantly calmed. I considered shifting so we could talk, but it was like she had read my mind, which I knew was impossible. It was far too soon for that. "Don't shift, okay? I'm not ready to talk about it. I'm okay, though." She got up and started to walk away, then stopped. "Thanks for the text and call. It's just..." She shook her head like she was deciding how much more to say. "It doesn't matter," she finally said, sadly. "I'll see you on Monday." My wolf lay down on the ground before her and whimpered. As she walked away, we followed at a distance until she safely arrived back at her house. I knew there was no way in hell I could wait till Monday to see her again. The more time I spent with her, the more overwhelming the need to be with her had become. I ran full speed back to my clothes, shifted and changed before walking back to my dorm. My door was cracked open. I couldn't believe I would have left it that way. I slowly entered, my hair standing up and my wolf on alarm. "Loser!" my brother Liam yelled. I opened the door, fully surprised to see Patrick O'Connell sitting on my gaming chair next to him in the middle of what sounded like an intense round of Call of Duty. Patrick was my sister Elise's mate. He was also one of our pack betas, but to me he was another brother I was blessed to have. It was good to see them both. They rose and hugged me. "I hear you may have found your mate," Patrick said in his thick Irish accent. Despite a year in the States, it hadn't changed any. I punched Liam in the arm. "I thought you weren't going to tell anyone." Liam shrugged. "I wanted company on the drive up, and it was the easiest way to convince him to tag along." "I can't believe E let you off the leash long enough to make the trip," I ribbed Patrick, all in good humor. He laughed, but didn't even bother denying it. "Liam says you aren't quite sure she's your mate," he challenged. "Oh, I'm sure," I insisted. "But when we spoke earlier this week, you said..." "I know what I said, and that was weird, but I've spent more time with her this week. Our animals even got to know each other today. And I don't know how it's possible, but I'm telling you, she's the one." It felt good to confess it to them. "Liam says she's not a wolf," I shook my head. "No? Why?" I could feel myself getting defensive. "What is she, then?" he asked with no judgment in his voice. "She's a gorgeous black panther," I said proudly. "I know it doesn't make any sense, and yet it just feels right. I'm telling you, she's the one." My brothers shared a look that I recognized as not good at all. "You're certain she's a black panther? Not a really dark jaguar?" Patrick asked. "According to my buddy Matt, there's not really any difference there, but yeah, she's definitely considered panther. She's actually a panther princess," I said proudly. No way would I ever be embarrassed about my mate. They shared that look again. "She's a Lockhart, then?" Patrick asked. "Truly a fecking Lockhart." I gulped, not liking his tone, and nodded, wondering what I had missed. "Tessa Lockhart," I confessed. "King Lockhart will never allow it, Chase. He believes in absolute purity. Well, I'm shocked the girl would even give you a second look, true mate or not. I'm sorry. He's even more ruthless than my own father," Patrick said. Patrick's dad was Alpha of the Irish clan. He had sent Patrick to Weston Pack during the mating challenges to battle my brother Kyle for his mate Kelsey and take over as Alpha of Weston. The plan had gone awry when Patrick had smelled my sister, Elise, his true mate. He had reneged on the challenge and been disowned by his father. I had thought it was an exaggeration until Patrick and Elise's mating challenges began, and his father had sent Patrick's own brother to challenge him for my sister. It was all kinds of screwed up. In the end, things hadn't gone that far. Since we were at war with the Bulgarian pack and the Irish clan had sided with them, my brother Kyle, as Alpha of Weston, had stepped in and rejected the challenge, citing some code of war. I couldn't even comprehend the thought of battling one of my own brothers for my mate. Disgusting. I didn't like what Patrick was saying, but it wasn't the first time I had heard as much. Maybe not quite as candidly, but I was aware of her father and his stance on purebloods. I can't help who my mate is, I said defensively, and I won't give up on us just because of her father. If she won't accept me, that's one thing, but that's going to have to be her decision alone to make. They both nodded. They were mated, so they had to understand I'd do anything for this girl. Anything. What's going on around this place this weekend? Liam asked, changing the subject. I shrugged. Matt is rallying for a Theta party tomorrow night. Panthers are also having one. Not sure what's going on tonight. In truth, I had no desire to go to a Theta party. The girls there represented all sorts of shifters. They had no exclusivity whatsoever. I had slept with nearly all of them over the course of my 2.5 years at the Ark. In hindsight, knowing my mate, the mere thought of going near that place made me want to puke. Matt peeked his head into my room without knocking.
Liam? What the hell are you doing here? I thought you were all mated with the family now.
Liam beamed proudly. I am. He proceeded to pull out his phone and show off pictures of his mate, Maddie, and her son, Oscar, whom Liam had officially adopted. He went on to tell Matt that they were expecting a second child. I was happy for them, but I could tell Matt was as far removed from that as possible, and it made me laugh. Wolves were pack animals, and much more family-oriented than many other species. Being a jag, Matt just couldn't comprehend it all. Plus, we were in college, and he wasn't thinking about settling down any time soon. I had a momentary panic when they began to discuss plans for the night, and Patrick asked about the Panthers. I hadn't warned them that no one knew about me and Tessa yet. Thankfully, he must have seen my fear and didn't press.
Yeah, I think the Panther House is having a party. Aren't they always? It's like they got out from under Lockhart and they just want to go wild. Not wild enough to actually sleep with anyone. Unfortunately for them, there aren't any male panthers here. So I'm just biding my time till one of them caves.
I bit back the growl threatening to erupt from me at the thought of Matt and Tessa.
How about we go grab a beer at Jack's and head on over there? Those girls do know how to throw one hell of a party,
Matt suggested, and my brothers agreed. I took a moment to clean up and prepare for a night out. I knew I should take a shower, but I wore my mate's scent from our time in the woods. It was faint, but I wasn't ready to wash it off. I had 3 beers at Jack's, nervous at seeing Tessa after the way things had ended. It took the edge off a little, but not enough. My body was hyper-aware that she was near when we finally walked into her sorority house. Ayana had rolled her eyes as we entered, but she didn't stop us. It was no surprise she hated the DOGs. Once inside, Matt headed for the dance floor. Liam went off in search of more beer, and Patrick hung back with me. He asked which one she was, and I knew she was close. I could feel her. My eyes scanned the room, and my heart sank at the sight I found. In the middle of the dance floor was Tessa, surrounded by 4 guys dancing intimately close to her. I gritted my teeth, waiting for the possessive need to arise within me. But I felt nothing. I was entirely numb. Disappointed, but not freaking out over the image before me. Perhaps that shocked me more than anything. Just that afternoon, I had gone alpha-level protective over her. And now nothing? I swear I'm losing my mind here, Patrick, I yelled over the music. I pointed her out on the dance floor, and Patrick's eyes widened in surprise. My wolf attacked a freaking grasshopper this afternoon for getting too close to her, and now he's perfectly calm at that? What is going on? It's like that's Tessa, but it's not.
I don't know how to explain it.
I'm sorry, man, but there's no way your wolf would tolerate its mate dancing like that.
He waved towards them in demonstration. You should be losing your shit right now, but not in confusion. She can't be your mate. Trust me. I stared at the girl before me. Nothing. I felt nothing. The emptiness it created was crippling. Yet I still smelled her. Patrick, how can I look at her and feel nothing, but her scent is still here and affecting me? I'm so confused. One minute my heart tells me she's my mate, the next she's not. I can't stay here. I'm sorry, I'm out. As I turned to leave, Patrick grabbed my arm. Holy shit! What's wrong? I asked him. He pointed to the other side of the room and then looked back at Tessa on the dance floor. His head whipped between the two sides and I turned to look in the direction he pointed. When my eyes landed on my beautiful mate, my entire world righted itself. Shocked, I jerked my head between the two. They looked the same, but they weren't. Twins? Patrick asked, voicing my own question. Identical twins? Can you tell which one is which? I nodded. That one, I said, pointing to the girl leaning against the wall talking to Anita. That one's mine. I breathed a huge sigh of relief and doubled over to steady my breathing. Twins. Tessa was an identical twin. Pieces of the puzzle began falling into place. The moment Anita left her side, I headed straight for her. Predatory instincts were on high alert. I didn't say hi, I just stared at her, then back towards the dance floor. Why didn't you tell me you were a twin, Tessa? She cringed, then stiffened her shoulders and raised her chin in defiance. That's Tessa, she said, pointing to the girl on the dance floor. The pain in her voice and the hurt in her eyes felt like a kick in the groin. I'm Jenna.
Jenna. Chapter 8. I couldn't help the hurt I felt every time he called me Tessa. But he was here, questioning me and not her. That had to mean something, didn't it? I wasn't sure I could have said anything to shock him more. The confusion in his eyes was real. He really didn't know. Jenna, he said reverently, letting it roll off his tongue. It caused a warmth to bloom in the pit of my stomach. All this time, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you correct me? I looked around in panic. We weren't safe to talk openly here. Not here, I told him. He nodded like he understood and walked away. Pain shot through me at his retreating back. Just like that? He'd give up on us so easily? I should have been relieved, but instead it felt as though my heart was on the verge of shattering. My phone dinged with an incoming text, and I checked it. Chase, Woods in 5. I gasped for breath, trying to rein in the whirlwind of emotions he had just caused. I went to my room and grabbed my coat. I quickly reapplied my lip gloss. I tried my best to compose myself and paste on a smile. I didn't feel confident walking through the house and out the back door, but I didn't seem to draw any attention either, so I hoped I, at least, looked the part. Heading straight for the woods, I looked around, channeling my panther. I called on her eyesight to help me see in the dark. It took no time at all to find Chase. He was about 15 feet into the woods, and I knew that even my sisters wouldn't see us from the house. The moment I reached him, Chase grabbed me by the waist and pulled me flush against him. I gasped in surprise, but it was muffled as his lips crushed down against mine. Need and desire heated my skin, and I purred against his mouth, greedily kissing him back. Shocked by my own response, I pulled back, breathless, and wanting more. You have no idea how crazy you made me. One moment I was certain, the next I felt nothing. I've been going out of my damned mind trying to figure out what the hell was going on between us. He paused and looked at me in wonder. Twins, you may look the same, but you definitely don't feel the same. His hand framed my face and he breathed in my scent. When I didn't pull away, he closed his eyes and pressed his lips to mine once again. This kiss was softer, sweeter. and held so much promise it simultaneously mended and broke my heart all over again. Jana, he said with a sigh against my swollen lips. A tear ran down my cheek, and he gently swiped it away as he pulled me into his embrace. Warmth, love, and belonging. That's what I felt in his arms. When you called me Tessa today, I didn't think you could tell us apart, I sobbed into his strong, muscular chest. I may have had the wrong name, but I never had the wrong girl. We stood there just holding each other. I knew I shouldn't let myself indulge, but my heart was in control now, no matter what my head told it. He kissed the top of my head and pulled back to look at me. I'm sorry I hurt you earlier. It'll never happen again, he said sweetly. I wanted to believe him, but there was simply no way things could ever work between us. Chase, you're a dog, and you're a beautiful black cat, he interrupted. So what? I know you feel it too, Jenna. I can see it in your eyes. You are my one true mate. My back stiffened and I pulled away. Don't say that. Are you denying it? I didn't say that, I confessed, unable to deny the bond between us. But we can't. You don't understand. Nothing can ever happen between us. The pain was evident on his face. I don't understand it either, Jenna. But you are my mate. I don't know a lot about panthers, but to a wolf, that means everything. Nothing else in this world matters to me but you.
My father, he'll never allow it. You can't possibly understand.
Actually, I can, to an extent. I'm an alpha's son, and the Weston pack is unarguably the largest and wealthiest of all wolf packs. That kind of makes me a little like royalty too, princess.
I appreciated what he was trying to do, but really wished he hadn't brought the dimples into the conversation when he smiled at the end of his speech. It made my body go from stubborn confidence to complete mush in 0 to 5 seconds. It's not the same. Before coming here, I had only ever met a few jaguar shifters. I had been sheltered to only black panthers my entire life. We don't live in groups the way you do. I don't even know if I could. I like my space. Yeah, my family's close, but Daddy's very strict about no fraternizing outside the panthers. But outside my species? A canine? It would kill him if he ever found out. And trust me, the sisters will be equally against it.
Anita's our friend. Don't you think she just wants to see us happy? You happy?
He argued. I shook my head. No. Sure, she may feel sorry for me, but she would never support us either.
It doesn't matter. I can support us. I will take care of you. You'll never want for anything, he told me, offering me the world.
Yet it remained too far out of reach. I started to cry again. I had never been much of a crier, but I had never experienced emotions like Chase Weston invoked in me before. Please don't cry, princess.
I don't know how we're going to make it work, but we will. I'll find a way for her as long as you'll have me.
I hiccuped. I couldn't drag it out. The more we're together, the harder it will be on both of us, Chase. It'll be best if we just end it now before it's too late. He took my hand and laid it against his chest.
Do you feel that?
I nodded as the soft rhythm of his heart steadily beat against my open palm.
That's not my heart you're feeling. That's yours, because it already belongs to you.
My breath caught in my throat, and I nibbled on my lower lip involuntarily as I stared into his eyes. His gaze dropped to my lips and I saw raw desire in his eyes, and a tiny bit of mischief. He pulled me closer and covered my mouth with his, sucking my bottom lip into his mouth, his teeth grazing against it as he nibbled. The world was starting to spin when I remembered to breathe again. He kissed my lower lip as it escaped his teeth, and he planted a light kiss against my full lips before pulling back with a smile.
You have no idea how crazy it makes me when you do that.
I knew he was referring to my nervous habit of chewing on my lip. He had definitely made his point, but I couldn't help but stare in wonder and surprise. He'd even noticed. I don't know if I'm strong enough to do this, Chase, I admitted, wanting him more than I had ever wanted anything in my entire life.
One day at a time, he said,
as he leaned his forehead against mine. Just give me one day at a time. I nodded. I could do that, as long as no one found out. My sisters can't find out. They'll never understand. I don't even understand. But they'd tell Daddy, and he'd have me removed from here faster than you can blink an eye. There was no doubt in my heart it was true, too.
Okay, but you have to promise me something.
What? I said. Even knowing I'd agree to anything he asked.
Promise me I can see you on days we don't have class together. It can be a quick run in the woods, lunch, studying in the library, I don't care what. It's just really hard on the days I don't see you.
He looked so vulnerable, raw even, that I instantly melted. I don't like Tuesday and Thursday either, or most of the weekend. My sisters have even noticed I get very moody on those days, I confessed. I looked up at him shyly to gauge his reaction. I should have known my confession would make him happy.
So I can see you more often? I mean, we wouldn't want your sisters suspecting anything, so we should definitely not let you get moody like that.
He grinned, his adorable, dimple-filled smile that brightened my day each time I saw it. Those dimples took away every fear, every pain, every concern I had. Weapons like those should hardly be legal. I had the incredible urge to swirl my tongue inside each of them, but I kept it in check. Or so I thought. What? I asked him, knowing he was trying to mask something from me.
Jenna? How well do cats smell?
It seemed like a random question to me, but I answered honestly. We have really sensitive noses, but I don't think we have, like, super smelling powers or anything. Why? Do you?
Yup. Wolves have a very heightened sense of smell.
Why? I asked, suddenly panicking. Do I smell bad? His grin turned smoldering as he leaned in and whispered in my ear, tickling the sensitive spot there.
You smell delicious and quite aroused. It's driving me crazy.
He pressed himself against me and I felt exactly how crazy I was driving him. He kissed down my neck and across my collarbone as I struggled to breathe normally. Pulling back, he was still smiling, and then he wasn't. A low growl rumbled in his chest, and he pulled me behind him.
"Relax, pup, it's just us,"
a strange voice said from the dark. Using my panther vision, everything cleared and I saw two tall men walking towards us. I was certain I had never seen them before, and my heart started thumping in my chest. Chase relaxed immediately, but I couldn't. My body was strung tightly with emotions and panicked from the two strangers.
A few of her sisters are looking for her. Best to return now. Tessa, is it?
The redhead spoke, surprising me with an Irish accent.
It's Jenna, actually, Chase said. I was wrong. I'll apologize for the rest of my life for it. Tessa is her twin sister. Identical twin. So I'm not crazy after all.
I watched the two men closely, even with Chase still shielding me.
Dude, you screwed up her name?
The blonde razzed him.
Sure. Laugh it up. If Maddie had an identical twin sister, what would you have done?
Chase questioned. Both men laughed.
We wouldn't have been as fecking daft as you,
the Irish one said. Chase just shook his head.
I was there when both of you mated, remember? Laugh it up all you want. I still haven't screwed up as bad as either of you.
My eyes widened and my heart raced. You told them? I demanded. Chase cringed.
Jenna, meet Liam and Patrick, my brothers. Not like my frat brothers. These are my actual brothers. Remember I told you they were coming in for the weekend? Okay, so Patrick is technically my sister's mate, but we claim him just the same.
Patrick smiled affectionately.
You're either a Weston or you're not. Keeps things pretty simple.
How many others know? I asked, horrified. I couldn't afford for it to get back to my family. I could never be this open with my own family. I was surprised how much that thought pained me. But it was the truth.
I only told Liam, Chase said. I swear. But he told Patrick, which means Elise already knows, and if he knows, then Lily knows. And if Lily knows, the whole damn pack probably knows by now.
The world was starting to spin around me. His whole pack already knew about me? Do they know what I am? I whispered into Chase's ear.
Yep, we do,
And you should probably know we have heightened hearing even in our skin. Chase has a device in his room that dampers everything if you need to talk without fear of others hearing. Use it, Liam advised. Best device ever invented, Patrick added. It doesn't bother you that I'm not Wolf? I asked incredulously. Liam shrugged. We just want the kid to be happy. We've both been blessed to find our true mates, and if you're it for him, then great. I mean, who the hell am I to judge anyone? My kid's half tiger.
I wasn't sure I heard him right. Excuse me? Half what?
Tiger, Liam said definitively. He pulled out his phone and Chase rolled his eyes and shook his head. Now you started it, he warned. Pictures of an adorable boy with dark hair and dark eyes flashed across the screen. This is Oscar, Liam said proudly. My son. He's half wolf and half tiger, so sure, cats and dogs are not exactly the norm. Not everyone will get you to, but that doesn't mean it can't work. You really should be getting back. I can hear them starting to look more aggressively for you, Patrick said.
I wanted to stay. I had a million questions for Liam after hearing his mate was a cat, too. But I couldn't risk being caught with them. Okay, I said, and started to walk away. Chase grabbed my arm and pulled me back to him. Try actually responding to my texts or calls once in a while. He gave me a quick kiss on the lips right in front of his brothers, and I turned in shock, feeling the heat rising in my cheeks as I walked away.
Pup's never actually texted or called first, and he sure as hell hasn't been ignored by a lady before. So give his poor bruised ego a break and answer him next time, Liam said to my retreating back.
When I reached the edge of the woods, I dared to look back. Patrick had Chase in a headlock, giving him noogies as they harassed him. No doubt they were talking about me. I still couldn't believe he so easily told his family. The more people who knew, the less we could be together. I made a note to discuss the importance of keeping this to ourselves the next time I saw Chase.
Chase, Chapter 9. I lay awake staring at the ceiling and thinking of Jenna. I grabbed my phone and texted her, but first I corrected the name on her number. Erasing Tessa, I added Jenna as the new contact and marked her number 1 on my speed dial. Chase. Sweet dreams, beautiful. I didn't expect her to answer, but my phone dinged almost immediately. Jenna. Can't sleep. Chase. Me neither. Chase, you actually texted me back. Jenna, this is crazy. Chase, life's crazy. On the next ding of an incoming text, Liam groaned. A pillow hit me hard across the head. Go to sleep or at least silence that thing, Liam complained. I tossed the pillow back to him. Nothing was going to dampen my mood. The most beautiful woman in the world was my mate, and she was texting me back. I was on cloud 9. I silenced my phone and looked back at the screen. I'm getting too old for this shit, Liam grumbled as he rolled over, away from the light my phone was shining. I turned down the brightness as much as I could, but it still lit up the room. Jenna. No one else can know. Promise me. Chase. I promise. I couldn't help the stab of disappointment in her insistence to keep us a secret, but I did understand it. My family might be surprised, curious, even concerned, but they would support us no matter what. I was confident in their love and unconditional acceptance. It saddened me that Jenna didn't have that in her life, but she would from now on, because I would give her that. Jenna. Thank you. Chase, can I see you tomorrow? There wasn't a reply for a long time, and my mind started conscripting all sorts of negativity. We were doing so well, and then she just went blank. I cursed myself for feeling so needy, but damn it, it was one simple question. When I couldn't take it any longer, I texted her again in the most pathetic way that always ensured I would never respond again when a girl did it to me. Chase. Jenna? Jenna. Sorry, Tessa came in to say goodnight. She's drunk. I waited to see if she would answer my question. It felt like another small eternity passed before it dinged again.